Peace. It's Andrew the Promised Child once again. How we doing, y'all? How we feeling, y'all? Look, man, it's always excited. It's always or exciting to be alive. Like, real talk, this is like the most awesome thing in the world for your heart to be beating, for you to be able to see. You know what I'm saying? For me to be able to see, for me to be able to talk, for me able to walk, for me able to breathe, for me to be able to be here. I'm thankful for that, right? And that's what I wanted to jump on here and talk to you about. Being thankful, right? We live in a world, man, where so many people are entitled, right? And they're not thankful for what they have. You know, they entitled, you know, superficial, caught up in other people's lifestyles. And my thing is, man, you got to be happy for what you have. So what I challenge you to do right now, this moment, what I challenge you to do is write down 10 things that you are thankful for, right? Pull out a piece of paper, and write it down. I know you say, I could just put it in my phone. You could put it in your phone too, but I'd rather you put it on a piece of paper and just that one piece of paper. Cause you know, on your phone, there's multiple things. There's multiple distractions on your phone. You got Google alerts popping up, social media alerts popping up, this popping up, that popping up, people calling, whatever. I want you to put it on a paper where it's isolated and you can just look at it and you can just focus directly on that piece of paper. These are the 10 things that I'm thankful for. These are the 10 things. And if you can't get the 10, if you're not able to get the 10, that's okay. At least write 1, 2, or 3. I'm thankful for my children. Just giving you an example. I'm thankful for my mother. Or I'm thankful for my father. I'm thankful for my dog. I'm thankful for having a roof over my head. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful that I'm able to relax in the bed and watch TV. I'm thankful that I have food in the refrigerator. You know, stuff like that. I'm thankful for that. You know, whatever that it is that you're thankful for. I'm thankful for having a job. I'm able to work. I have a job. I'm thankful for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful for my car. You know, like, write down some things that you are thankful for, because we get so caught up in this. I don't have a Lexus, or I don't have a Dodge Challenger, or I don't have a Lamborghini, or I don't have a Benz, or I don't have a million followers. Man, people don't like me, or I don't feel like I'm validated because, you know what I'm saying? I don't have $1 million. I don't have $100 million. I don't have this. I don't have that. So we end up becoming ungrateful because we're constantly watching somebody else's life. Excuse me, we're constantly watching somebody else's life and we think that their life is better than ours. You know what I'm saying? Because they show that they have a Lamborghini, or they may have a mansion. And I'm like, you should be thankful that you have a home. Whether it's your home or you living in somebody else's house, whatever, you should be thankful that you have somewhere to lay. You know what I'm saying? You should be thankful that you eating every day. And if you say, well, man, I don't eat every day, but you should be thankful that you alive, that you'll be able to go get you something to eat. You should be thankful for that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do, man. And this all a part of building your confidence. This is all a part of being grateful for life. You know what I'm saying? This is all a part of that. And you say, what being thankful has to do with my confidence, or what thankful, yeah, what does thankful have to do with my confidence? I'm gonna explain to you how, right? And I pretty much broke it down and explained it to you why being thankful can help your confidence, right? So, for example, right, if you're thankful just for the little things, the roof over your head, the bed, and they really not little, these are major things, actually. You're thankful for the bed, you're thankful for the roof, right? You're thankful for everything that you have. You're thankful for the necessities that you have in your life. You're thankful that you're able to be on this cell phone and you're able to scroll and listen to all these different beautiful podcasts out there and watch these different beautiful podcasts, and you're thankful for that. How does that boost your confidence? What does that do for your confidence? Well, for me, it says, you know what? Man, I got a roof over my head. Man, I got a bed to lay in. Man, I got socks to put on. Man, I got drawers to put on. You know what I'm saying? So I have these, I have my basic necessities. So since I have my basic necessities, if I could go out and sell 10 shirts. You understand what I'm saying? Because now I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And even if I go out and sell one shirt, I'm just thankful that somebody say, you know what? I want that shirt. And I'm thankful for that. And I feel like when you have these basic necessities, you could go out and go conquer anything. You got a car, you got a home, you got a roof. You know what I'm saying? You got a roof over your head. You got food in your refrigerator. You could go out and go conquer anything. You know what I mean? You could go out and go conquer. You know what that do for your confidence? You know what that do for your self-worth? Like, dang, even if it's not your place, like, yo, I'm love. Like, somebody love me. Like, I'm sitting up in the heat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a phone. And that just does something to you for your confidence. That should pump you up enough that I'm love. That should pump you up enough that I got a shelter and I'm ready to go out and go conquer the world and bring it back to my shelter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you should feel. So that's how I feel that being thankful for these things will boost your confidence, because not only it's like, yo, I got these things, I could bring it back home, you know what I'm saying, bring my accomplishments back home, whatever I went to go conquer. I went to conquer a deer, I went to conquer a bear, aka I went out and made some money, I get to bring it back and count it up in the heat, you know what I'm saying, I get to go check out my bank account or go whatever, my Cash App, in the heat, you know what I'm saying. So that's an awesome thing to me, man. That is such a beautiful thing for your confidence to have these things, you know. So I just wanted to jump on here and say that to you. Be thankful for life, man. Be thankful for everything that you have. And I know I'm sounding kind of repetitive, but I have to, because, you know, like I said, man, in this world, man, people just don't appreciate the small things. They really don't, man. They're upset with the small things in life, like with they're upset with the things a life that you need, like being able to see your heart beating. And you got to be excited for that. You got to be pumped for that. You got to be turnt for that. You got to know, like, yo, I'm glad I got this going on for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that this is working for me. You know what I'm saying? So we could go do anything. We could go do anything else. We didn't got over the hard part. We woke up. That's the hardest part, because you don't know if you close your eyes the night if you're going to get up in the morning. You know, so that helps out with confidence a lot. Be thankful. Peace. Appreciate you for listening again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I got more coming to you. Peace.